praise God. Every time I hear this story, every time we come to Epiphany, I am returned to a moment in my own time on a Christmas Eve service in Columbia, Connecticut at the Congregational Church. And the pastor called all the children forward for the children's moment, and Wes and Nathan came forward. Wes was just getting close to two, so no. Wes was getting close to six. Nathan was close to two. And he brought his brother up, and they all sat around, and she was telling the story of the wise men, and she said, "Do any of you know what they brought?" And Wes raised his hand. This is a sign of he was going to be a preacher. He raised his hand, and she called on him, and he said, "Gold, myrrh, and Frankenstein." He had the first Franken part right, but it was frankincense. Gifts. We get big on gifts at Christmas time, don't we? Some of us are expert wrappers on those gifts, and some of us, well, maybe a bag is the best thing we could use because of our wrapping skills. I used to get really creative and have yarn and spend all this time wrapping the gift as if what was wrapped around it was more important than what was inside. Well, these travelers that we have today traveled with these gifts, didn't they? They didn't just go to the Dollar General in Jerusalem and pick up some gifts. They traveled. And if we listen carefully, they traveled at the time that the star rose. But we have to look even further back with those wise men. They'd been searching the stars for a long time. They had a spiritual practice of continually searching the stars to see what the heavens could tell them about the earth. But we have a spiritual practice called prayer, as we lift our prayers up to God and allow God to speak to us about the things God would have us do on earth. Well, as they're searching those stars, they see a star begin to rise. And for them and their practice, that meant a king had been born. But there was something special about this star for these men, so that they gathered all of their treasure and put them in chests, and off they went. Now, we don't really know how long it took them to get there, do we? And we don't really know how many came. The only thing the scripture is certain about is the three gifts that they brought. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we just sang about those three gifts, about the significance of what those gifts meant. These wise men brought a gift of gold, which you would give to a king. They brought a gift of frankincense, because in frankincense, in those days when they would burn the incense on the altar, it was that pleasing aroma that would go up to God. So frankincense was a gift that you would give in honor of a deity. So we have an earthly king, a deity honored, and then myrrh was one of those spices used in the burials as they would intern the bodies. So we have the gift for a king, a gift for a deity, and a gift that symbolizes death, all brought by these three men who were following the signs, who were following the star, because they had this practice, this spiritual practice of keeping an eye on the sky. Do we have that same level of spiritual practice, that we keep an eye out for God's revelations, God's stars, God's brightness that's shining in our lives, that we can see where God is calling us and directing us the way he did the wise men? In the midst of the story, though, they arrive, don't they? They don't quite have a good GPS system. So they get to Jerusalem, and they figure they'll go ask the king, because the king should know, right? He's in charge. He should know. And they get there, and the king doesn't know. He's kind of frightened and put off by the fact that these... And it must have been a large caravan that showed up. So these dignitaries come ready to honor with these chests, and he probably could see the chests, all these gifts to go, and he doesn't know why they're there. And he's frightened. who is going to take my place? And he calls his wise people together. He calls his scribes and his chief priests, and he asks them. Now, this is the part that I find interesting, that these are the people of Israel, of Judah. These are the Jews. These are the ones who have the Hebrew scriptures in their midst, the ones who should be searching for the Messiah to come. And he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. And I always kind of figure they kind of go, well, we know the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, for it was written by the prophet. And then they quote the scroll. But they weren't looking. They weren't seeking. They had no idea that Christ had been born. Are we like the chief priests and the scribes? Do we have the book that we can find God's guidance in? And do we know it? Know it so well we can quote it? But do we seek God in it? Are we ready to lay down our gifts in front of the altar for God? Because this is the book that tells us of that that wonder and promise God has for us. That city that everybody will come to and be overwhelmed with the light that pours out. Are we the scribes and the chief priests? Or are we the three kings ready to give our gifts? There was one other gift they gave. It was the first gift they gave. The children talked about it. That when they arrived there at the place where Jesus was, the first thing they did was they knelt and they paid homage. Now, kneeling is a very dangerous thing to do, especially if you're a foreigner. Because when you kneel before somebody, you have then put yourself in a very vulnerable spot, haven't you? When I kneel before the Lord, I've exposed my back, my neck, to a threat. That at this point, my life could be over if who I come and pay homage to is threatening me. The wise men paid homage to a baby, to Christ. And they said their first gift to you, child, is the gift of me. Are we like the wise men? Are we ready to give ourselves to Jesus? Are we ready to lay our lives, to expose ourselves to whatever dangers the world has for the sake of Christ? The wise men do one more thing that shows their relationship to God, or their relationship to whoever they call God, is a spiritual practice. They go home by the other way. They hear the warning that the world, that Herod is looking to destroy this baby king. This morning, as we come to this table, to the table of Christ, we come as people who are at the end of some of that story. We come as people who know that Christ died on the cross and bled out for us. We know that Christ asked us to sit at this table and to receive the gift that Christ gives us of our salvation and reconciliation with God. So before we come to the table, I want us to look one more time at the story of the wise men, because it struck me this morning as I was reading again the story that it is these 12 verses of Scripture tell us the story of worship. That we are seeking God. And when we seek God, we seek that place of light. And when we enter into the space of worship, we come bringing gifts. And we give those gifts to the Lord. And then we receive back from the Lord His blessing. And then we are sent forth out into the world to proclaim that in a different way. We are redeemed, we are restored, we are reconciled, we are made new. We become the light that goes forth from here. So just as our acolyte brings the light into, from the world into our candles, and brings that light back out into the world, that is who we are. We are the wise people, are we not? Who come in seeking God's light, bringing the gift of ourselves and whatever we can offer at God's altar, receiving the gift of life in the bread and cup, and then going forth, being sent by God to proclaim that light. So if we wonder about the gifts that we are to give, remember to whom we give them. We give them to the Lord. And we begin first by giving all of who we are, as we say in our baptismal vows, our time, our treasure, our talents, and our witness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.